Not since the distillery in Burt in 1841 that closed has a whiskey been distilled in Donegal. And for us, it's always been about trying to reclaim that distilling heritage. There's an Ulster style of single malt that was peated that had to compete with the potcheen that was being made at that time in the sort of late 1890s. And I suppose our view of what we should be trying to do is to reclaim that taste that really could only come from Donegal. Our ambition is not a sort of small tourist business, but it's to be a scalable spirits company that is based in Southwest Donegal. So selling internationally a sort of 150,000 cases of Irish whiskey in a style that's true to Donegal, which would make us differentiated. It's a highly defendable space, and hopefully it's kind of highly profitable, and therefore we can kind of create significant employment for the long term.
How far down the line is it going to be before you believe you can actually go into what would be regarded as viable commercial production of the self-distilled brand?
What we're doing now is laying down whiskies that are of different styles, because each batch will be slightly different. But when the Ardra Distillery comes on tap, I mean, the stills for that are arriving in February next year. We'll be distilling sort of late spring next year. That's when everything starts to happen. But even then, you're 3 years before you can release anything, and really 8 years before the pot still is kind of commercially at its peak, and 10 years for the single malt.